back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Step back and let's go pop. Let's go.
Hello, and welcome once again to another episode of Let's Go Pop. I'm Rich Horton, courtesy of the Pure Pop Pub, bringing you another podcast of some delightful power pop sounds. This time around, we're going to go kind of free form. There's no theme. I just have a little extra time. I wasn't even planning originally on producing a podcast today, but I said I have a little bit of time before I have to be anywhere, and I thought, you know what? Why not? I got a couple of brand new tunes from some very talented people. And I thought, well, hey, I'd like to share them with the world. I'm going to mix that in with some older stuff, some relatively newer things from a couple artists that I'd love to hear more from soon. But we're going to kick things off right now with a terrific track from 2008. This is The Lack Loves.
She could be gone. Where in the world do I belong? With the way that you say everything will be okay. But I could be gone. Thinking the same right might be wrong. Don't even show everything there is to know. You could be lost, I'm crawling into the drain. The word on the street is I'm falling harder than a summer rain. So do we belong? Singing the same tune, where's the song?
Could be gone. ponytail, big blue eyes, 17. Oh, my mini skirt, high heel shoes, feet and soul, I'm a hot tattoo. Where the kids are bumping at the high school hall. Come and go, man, never stop. The band is playing, I like it like that. A real gon' get it, a real gon' get it.
New Trucaderos. That's a new effort with the talents of Kurt Baker and members of The Connection, who had a wonderful album come out last year. They're getting together. I think Kurt plies his trade in Spain mostly these days. That track's from a new EP called Kick Your Ass. That was Real Gone Kitty. And before that, we heard a track from that I pulled from the album Cathedral Square Park by the Lackloves, a band that I certainly would love to hear more from. They've gone quiet on us, and lead singer-songwriter Mike Jarvis is certainly somebody that hope they don't get sucked into, like, real-time jobs. The real world sucks. It takes people away and it makes them insurance salesmen and stuff like that, which is just horrible to contemplate when you need power pop music to soothe your very soul. Right? And speaking of that, let's get right back into it right now. We're going to be looking at something from... You know what? I'm going to pull this from International Pop Overthrow from many, many years ago. This is from Volume 5. And this will be the Fizzies doing Love American Style.
I punch the pilot.
All right, that was Victor Strange's Hello, Me to You. That was from a couple years back. One of the really cool things about running the Pure Pop Pub all these years is that it has put me in contact with a lot of music that I just simply would have never come across on my own. This is a perfect example. I got an email from Victor, who is down in Australia, and he pitched me this song, and I just love it. It's a little bit different than most of the other things that he was putting out, but it certainly just hit just all the right, you know, all the right sort of pleasure points when it comes to this type of music. And so, you know, even if, you know, of his album that he put out of the same name, Hello, Me to You, it's okay that, you know, I found the one thing that I absolutely positively love off of it. And because otherwise I would have just missed it and I'd be just that little bit poorer for it. And so that's one of the reasons why I like having the Pure Pop Pub and like having this podcast, is to, you know, put a spotlight on some of these little gems that just float around. I mean, there's so much music out there, and there's, you know, it's like trying to read every book. Now, you can't do it, right? There's just too much out there, too much material. Yeah, you'd have to live, you know, a million lifetimes in order to get to it all. And you know that somewhere out there, there's something that you're not reading. Or in the case of music, there's something that you're not hearing, that your ears are never going to get a chance to come across. And there's part of you that are like, well, I accept that. But there's another part of you that it just burns you. You know, there's probably something that you would just love and you're never going to come across it. Right? That's just a fact of life, you know. But whenever you do come across something, right, and you say, oh, you know, that hits a sweet spot, you know, hey, that's what makes this kind of, let's face it, it's a hobby, right? It's a passion. It is something that consumes, you know, more time than it ought to. But we don't care because it's just so much fun. And so when you, anytime you get that, you know, hey, it's a little victory. So yeah, and before that, I said there was the Fizzies with just a lovely little a little pop tune that I find going through my head time and time again. All right, we're gonna stop my chattering now, and we're going to go on to we'll do a three spot. We're gonna jump through the decades now, and we're gonna begin with a classic, and I do mean a classic. From 1979, you can't get much more classic than 1979 when it comes to power pop. And the band is Chicago's own Off-Broadway, here on Let's Go Pop. We'll be right back.
Chance.
All right, that was the Mockingbirds, Angels and Helicopters, from the self-titled album from the 90s. You know, that's an example of a record that I know it has a big following among some. It's really considered to be, you know, an important record in a lot of ways. I will admit that it misses for me in a lot of ways. You know, once again, it's sort of I pick and choose the things that resonate with me most strongly, and off that album, this track is definitely the one that I find myself returning to time and time again. The way that, you know, most of the rest of it is, you know, to my mind, yeah, it's just okay, right? And of course, that's part of the power pop ideal in a lot of ways, right? The quest for the perfect single, right? The perfect pop song, that perfect, you know, 2.5 minute tune, to construct it and to perform it and record it. You know, that's always something that is first and foremost sort of a driving force for us, is going out as consumers, going out as people listening to it. So, you know, unlike maybe some of the more serious rock world, you know, we don't do too much delving into, you know, deep tracks, deep cuts, you know, finding lost things from buried deep on the second, you know, on the B side. You do that if you're a complete fan of a particular artist or band, but you know, it's generally something that, hey, you know, you're looking for the equivalent of a hit single, even if we're long past the days when a lot of power pop is making itself felt in the popular culture as such. That being said, I basically did just that with the previous track, which was from the Legal Matters track Stubborn, which featured on their debut album CD, which came out this last summer. And probably for me, it was the disc of the summer. I always like having that. I like having an album that sort of stamps itself upon my summertime listening. There's just something about, you know, putting in an album when you got the, you know, the warm weather. Hey, I did the car show right the last time, and you know, hey, that's how I live during the summer. Right, you get a little warm weather, you want to crank up the stereo, you want to have something that encapsulates the moment. And for me, 2014, the summer of 2014 is always going to be the Legal Matters summer, because that's what was, you know, cranking most often out of my car stereo. And before that, you know, hey, probably something that I was cranking out of, well, I didn't have a car in 1979. I was 11. Right? Parents had a car. But I had a radio, and I was certainly hearing lots of Off-Broadway. Maybe not that particular track. Once again, it probably, you know, it's the power pop equivalent of a deep cut with New Little Girl, when, of course, you know, Stay in Time, and particularly, I'm from St. Louis originally. Full Moon, Turn Your Head Around was, you know, was a Casey classic that got a lot of play back in the day. And, you know, I think probably still pops up from time to time there in the world of St. Louis radio. Okay, I'm going to move on. I'm so over with those last three songs. I definitely want to hear something else, right? Isn't that why we're doing this? Yeah, I thought so. Okay, so let's jump ahead. And, you know, I can give you a little insight. Occasionally, all right, this is the third one of these I've done, so it isn't like I have a set way of doing them, right? But I've done Freeform, and the last time when I did the car show, I did more of a, I thought it all out beforehand, and I wrote out, not a script, but at least an outline of where I'm going. Here, you know what, I'm just letting the spirit move me, and I think, looking over the things I have pre-selected to play, and looking to see what's left on it, I think the thing that's leaping out at me and saying, play me, play me, play me, you rat bastard, play me already, is going to be Greg Pope. This is from his terrific Little album, and he's a master of Little albums, Pop Motion Animation. This is Greg Pope with Rebel Inside.
Tracks.
You won't find many checkers if you look at my past.
I'm just a working class stiff, unpredictable lane.
I got a fire inside, but I'm holding it in.
Cause I'm alive, since I was a lad. I take 40 years, no matter too bad. I don't wear it on my sleeve, I keep it inside. Yeah, underneath I got something to hide, whatever inside.
You probably can't see,
yes, I'm making a fist
that wants to punch through the box.
You're putting me in,
cause I'm a rebel at heart.
Since I was a brat,
don't take 40 years,
let it too bad.
I don't wear it on my sleeve,
I'm already the guy.
But underneath I got something to hide,
forever inside.
So there is nothing, or very few things in the world that make me as happy as saying, that's new Miracle Bra. Right? Sleeping in My Car from a new EP called The Peach, which if you go hunting around for it on, I think, SoundCloud, he's actually, you can download that for free, that EP. And it just, so happy to hear new Miracle Bra. In an earlier incarnation of my life, I lived in the Washington D.C. area. Hey, you're getting all the biographical information in this show. But I lived in the D.C. area for about 7-8 years, and one of the benefits of living out there, there are many. Loved living out there, but I particularly liked being close to the Baltimore power pop scene, because back in the late 90s, early 2000s, there were just a lot of music coming out of there that I loved. And first and foremost among that is the work of Andy Boop and Miracle Bra. I even dug his a little bit more harder rock band, Love Nut. And he would come and he would play acoustically at a little place called the Irish Channel in Washington, D.C. And you could just, you know, go down there and check him out and ask him to play whatever. You know, really, really laid back and you know, like an intense, this is weird. He's an intense individual, right? He's artistic, right? He has that kind of drive. But also entirely approachable, entirely somebody who, hey, if he feels like talking to you more than he feels like playing, you'll find yourself having a 25, 30-minute, hour-long conversation with him about everything. So, you know, he's just, you know, that was just lots of fun. And when a few years ago he sort of put Miracle Bra on hiatus, that was sad. Real, real sad, because, you know, there's not that many people approaching it the way that the Miracle Bra does. And so, you know, hearing new Miracle Bra just, you know, it made my month. And hopefully this is just the beginning of much more. Before that, one of my favorites out of the Nashville power pop scene, Greg Pope, with Rebel Inside. Once again, I'm just giving you the cream of the crop today. You're not going wrong with Greg Pope. So with that being said, we're going to move on to something else, because let's face it, you're here to be entertained and enlightened and swept away on beautiful chords and beautiful notes, which you're going to get now from the Wellingtons. This is Baby's Got a Secret here on Let's Go Pop.
Jake. spark the cheating, but he never lets me down. You call me one night, you have a lagoon. You have to tell me the shit you were through. Yes, baby, I'm a secret. That's long ago. My baby kept a secret from me. My baby
Frank Bango there, Candy Bar Killer. What a pretty, pretty song. That was off the album Fugitive Girls, early 2000s on that one. I'll say 2001, maybe? Oh, man, I should know these things. These things should be imprinted upon my very brain. But it's somewhere from in the early 2000s. Just a terrific album. That's a album that was put out by Bruce Brodeen's Not Lame label. And back in it's something of the heyday, I think probably business-wise, Bruce seems to think it's probably in the late 90s when I think the world of power pop was, at least paying for itself a little bit. And before that, we heard the Wellingtons from a couple years back, maybe 2011 now. Baby's Got a Secret, another very, very pretty song, just proving that power pop can do pretty when it feels like it. Well, okay, that's going to just about wrap it up for another Let's Go Pop. I want to thank you for coming along on the ride, and I hope you found lots of things that tickled your fancy. And I do get the occasional complaint that I'm hurting people's wallets, but yeah, sorry, you know, that comes with the territory, I think. As I said, thanks for coming along for the ride, and I'll see you in the next iteration. I'm going to leave you right now with something a little bit louder and a little bit more, I don't know, get your butt up the seat type of music. This is going to be LMNOP with Forever Through the Sun here on Let's Go Pop. See you next time around. Cheers.